Well, guys, that's the end of Mark's Movers. That's it. Mark's Movers is a thing of the past. A thing of the past means it's something that's finished. It's done. Never gonna see Mark's Movers again. All right, well, guys, I decided to donate my van to charity. It's like a children's charity. Someone's texting me. So I just found a children's charity online, and then I donated it. I think it's the first time I've ever donated a car. So let me explain to you how it works, okay? If you have a vehicle in Canada that's, let's say it doesn't work, it's just a piece of junk, like my van was, right? Then what you can do is you can get in touch with one of these charities. They send a tow truck driver, or one of these like flatbed, you know, like the truck in the video that you saw, right? That's called a flatbed truck. So my van didn't actually go up on the flatbed. It was just kind of towed behind the truck. So they send one of those trucks and they pick it up. Okay, so now my van is going to go to an auction sale. And there's loud cars driving around here. So the van is going to go to an auction. Now, an auction is a place where people can bid for the vehicle. I think how it works is then the charity will give me a tax receipt, like a tax credit for the value of what it's sold for, I think. I think that's how it works, okay? So it'll go to an auction. Maybe several people will bid on it. You know, there's still value, right? I mean, there's like the tires. It's got the tires. It's got an engine. It's just a piece of junk. I remember the last video I showed you just the sounds making weird noises. It doesn't feel safe to drive. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get rid of it. So what was my option? I was thinking, should I try to sell it? Well, if I sell it, if I put it on like Kijiji, let's say, right? People will want to come and test drive it. See, that's the problem, man. I didn't want anybody to test drive it, because it's just a piece of junk. I don't want anybody to get in an accident or anything like that. So I thought the easiest way to do it would just be to donate it to some charity. If it helps them, well, that's great, right? Hopefully they don't take any kids in it. Wouldn't that suck? If they think it's a good van, put a bunch of little kids in there to drive them to a park, and the van just bursts into flame or something like that. That would suck. But hopefully they don't do that. I don't actually know what they do with it. It's like they get some money out of it, right? They sell it, I think, to a third party, or auction it off to someone, and then they give me a tax credit. Okay, so a tax receipt. Okay, so how it works in Canada, if you make a charitable donation, then you get a tax receipt from that company or that organization. Okay, so let's say my van sells for $300, right? Then I think the company will cut me a check. Cut me a check means like they'll write me a check. It's not going to be a check. It's going to be a tax credit, okay? A receipt saying that I made a charitable donation of $300 to that charity. And then what I do then with that receipt is I take it to my accountant, and then that money, $300, I get off of my tax bill to the government, right? So let's say I owe, like next April, right? The tax year is the end of, a person has to do their taxes by the end of April every, I think it's end of April. Like the tax year ends on the calendar year. So this year is 2022, right? So I'm going to give that receipt to my accountant, and then for my 2022 income, whatever I owe to the government, let's say I owe $1,000 to the government, well, then that $300 will go against that $1,000. So then I only owe $700 to the government, right? So that's kind of how it works. That's what you can do with old vehicles here in Canada. I don't know how it works in your country. I just thought I would make a video to kind of explain this, because it's just an easy way to get rid of a vehicle, right? If you've got a vehicle that doesn't drive or something's wrong with it or whatever, you can just find one of these places online and just get rid of it. Like, if you don't feel safe driving it, like I didn't feel safe driving that van, I didn't want to drive it anymore. I didn't even want to drive it around the block, right? I just wanted them to come and take it from me. So it helps me, right? They take it from me, I don't have to worry about it. I get some money. Now, I don't know how much money I'm going to get. Hopefully I get a little bit, $300 maybe. Go buy some milk. What would you buy with $300? But anyway, guys, so that's it. That's how to donate a car here in Canada. It's a really easy process. They just come to your house, and they just pick it up. It's all explained. It'll be explained on the website how to do it. It's very easy, right? You just call them, or you just fill out the form online. They send a tow truck driver to come and pick it up, and it's gone. You know, actually, I didn't even need to be here. They told me just to leave the key under the mat in the car, the front seat, like the driver's seat under the mat, with the doors unlocked. That's what they told me to do. But I kind of wanted to just to see it and to make a video about it, because I thought, I don't know, it might interest somebody to know what to do with an old car here in Canada. So I just met him out here, right? So, but yeah, it's a very easy way to get rid of an old vehicle. So guys, that's the end of Mark's Movers. It's a failed business, guys. Had my business for a few months. Have you ever had a failed business? Let me know your business ideas in the comments. If you've ever tried to start a business, or you've ever done something in life that's failed. I wonder why it failed. Maybe my truck nuts weren't big enough. I think that's the answer. Guys, let me know down in the comments what you think, why you think my business failed. I think it's because the truck nuts on my van weren't big enough. Remember a few episodes ago, I taught you guys how to market your business. You use some truck nuts. So anyway, let me know what all your thoughts are. But that's it, guys. The end of Mark's Movers. Let me know what kind of business you want me to start for 2023, because we're almost at the end of 2022, guys. It's already September. Man, it's getting a bit chilly out here. I just wore a t-shirt, but it's, I don't know, it's probably like 18 degrees out here, maybe 17 or something like that. So yeah, it does feel a little bit chilly, actually. We had some really hot weather a few weeks ago, but now it's cooling off a bit. Sometimes we get snow in September, so it's very possible it could snow here in a couple weeks. Who knows? Usually in October it snows. We'll see what happens this year. But, well, that's it for Mark's Movers. Thank you guys for all your support. As always, I love you guys so much. And I will sign off from here in beautiful Calgary, Alberta. All right, take care, guys. And I will see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Bye for now.